There is no money in this. Are you listening to me? Do you love me? Peter said, I feel you. I can only go this far. 2009, decide to go farther than where you are. Decide to give him your all. It pays. There's a price when you serve God. There's a price. Don't let anybody deceive you that there's no price. There is a price to serve God. There is a price. People often wonder, why did Jesus ask him that question 3 times? He kept asking him because Peter has not given him the answer he wants. Peter was saying, this is how far I can go. Many wives are asking their husbands, do you love me? The husbands are saying, yes, I feel you. Husbands are asking wives, do you love me? Wives are answering, yes, I feel you. And single ladies, brothers are meeting you and saying, I love you. Maybe they mean eros, because eros is another kind of love. Maybe they are just saying, yes, I eros you. Eros is love that is based on lusts. So you need to know what kind of love they're talking about. As I close very soon, Genesis 18, God asked another question. God said to Sarah, Abraham and Sarah in verse 11 were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. And so Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? And God asked Sarah, is anything too hard for God? That's my question for you. Is anything too hard for God? When God says, Sarah, you are laughing, Sarah lied and said, I'm not laughing. My beloved brothers and sisters, believe God for the impossible. As you enter 2009, believe God for the supernatural. Stretch your faith this year for the impossible. Believe God for everything that you can get. Somebody say amen. Stretch your faith. If your faith was like this, stretch it. I told the first service, I am believing God that this 2008 December Christmas, many members of our church will go shopping. As you are shopping, somebody behind you will come and pay your bill. It is possible. I am trusting God for it myself. Believe God for the supernatural. If you can reason it out, it is not a miracle. If it can make natural, if it does not make a supernatural, if it should not make natural sense, that is why it is a miracle. You say, this doesn't make sense. Yes, that's why it is a miracle. It doesn't make sense that somebody will go through that accident and come out. That's why it's a miracle. It doesn't make sense that somebody will be promoted in a season like this. That is why it is a miracle. Trust God for a miracle. Starve your doubt. Every time doubt comes, starve it. Somebody say amen. Believe God for the impossible. Believe God for your healing. Believe God for the supernatural intervention of God. Job was asking God a lot of questions. After his trouble, after his challenge. And when Job finished all his questions, all his murmuring, all his complaining, the Lord said to Job in Job 38, listen to this, I'll read from verse 1. And now, finally, God answered Job from the eye of a violent storm. And the Lord said, why do you confuse the issue, Job? Why do you talk about things without knowing what you're talking about? Pull yourself together, Job. Up on your feet and stand still. I have some questions for you. God asked Job some questions. And he said, Job, when I ask you these questions, I want some straight answers. The first question God said to Job is, where were you when I created the earth? Where were you when God created the earth? Tell me, since you know so much, who decided on the size of the earth? God said, certainly, Job, you will know, since you know all things. And he goes on and on, and he said, who made the sea so that the sea cannot go beyond the boundary and enter land? Are you the one? Lift up your holy hands. Say, Father, I stop my murmuring. I stop my complaining. I set my heart on you, O God. The God with whom all things are possible. The God who can change my situation overnight. The God of right now. Rise up to your feet. I'll say the last question while you're standing on your feet. Put Genesis, Ezekiel 37 on the screen. Ezekiel 37 verse 1. Look on the screen. Are you getting something from this? God's questions. Are you getting something truly? That yes is weak. Verse 1 says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. Listen, a valley is not a pleasant place. Mountaintop is good, but this one, the hand of God took him to the valley because God wants to ask some questions. And lo, he said, this valley was very dry. Verse 1 again. And he said, in the midst of this valley was full of what? Bones. I want you to imagine it. God takes somebody to a valley, and in this valley was bones. Yes? And God said, pass round about it. Don't just look. Pass round about it. And when I beheld, there were very many bones in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Verse 3. God told him, go around, look at it, see how bad it is. The first time the man said in verse 1 that these were just bones, God said, you haven't seen it well. Go around. He went round about and he came back and said, ah, they were very many and very dry. And then when he has now seen the situation, how bad it was, God wanted him to really see. Because you know, sometimes if you don't see it well, when the testimony comes, you will think it's your handwork. You will think it is your intelligence, especially those of us that think we're intelligent. You will think it is me. There are things God does, you know that, it is his hand that pulled you. May the hand of God pull you through. So God wanted him to see. Many of us right now, God has allowed the situation to go down so low, so that when you come out here to testify, you will not remember anybody's name. You will dance and give all the glory to God. Said, look at it. And he assessed it and said it was dry. Verse 3. Now that you know the situation, now that you know how bad it is, God said to him, son of man. Why son of man? Son of man means humanly possible. That's why he reminded you are a son of man. So look at this thing from the viewpoint of man. Say, son of man, can these bones live? The questions of God. Can this marriage work? You know, many times some people say, this marriage, the trouble is too much, is enough. Can this marriage work? Can this wife change? You know, some men will say, Pastor, you don't know my wife. She's a witch. Can this woman change? Can this man change? This man that you say cannot, can he change? Can this child be restored? This child that is on drugs, can the child change? God said, listen, I wanted you to go around so that when you are answering me, you will know that this answer, this thing is not by power. It's not by might. Can this situation change? Can it turn around? Ezekiel remembered that God once upon a time asked Sarah a question, and I think he must have read it. Ezekiel remembered Job's questions. He remembered Adam's questions. And he said, I have to be careful how I answer God. When God said, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, oh Lord, thou knowest. What does he mean by thou knowest? In other words, I believe he was saying, God, if you say these bones will live, it will live. God, if you say this situation will change, it will change. God, if you say this thing will turn around, it will turn around. Because you are God. Nothing is too hard for you. All things are possible with you. And when he said that, God said, now that you know that I can do all things, prophesy to the dry bones. Can you imagine? The fact, it was a fact that the valley was full of bones. There were many, they were dry. It was a fearful situation, even to look at it and prophesy. Stretch your hands towards heaven. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. King of glory, you are the pillar that holds my life. Immortal Father, you are the pillar. Sing it if you believe it. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
Oh, King of glory.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
Immortal Father.
You are the pillar that holds.
Oh,
you are the pillar that holds.
your life together. Lift up that situation. Lift up that trouble. Lift up that challenge. Lift it up to Jesus. Take it to Him. Prophesy to that dry bone. Tell your Father, He's a prayer answering God. Lord, you are a prayer answering God. You are the King of glory. You are the merciful Father. You are El Shaddai, the King of glory. Messiah is your name. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you glory. Oh, Rabbi Shanda. Eko Soko Riba Shanda. Tell Him to turn it around. Tell God to turn it around. Tell God you shall not be moved. You shall not be moved. You shall not be moved. In the name of Jesus. Koraboshanda. Ye koraboshakeria. We thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands towards heaven. We are still praying. God said, do you believe that these bones will live? It's not enough to come to church, hear this word, and go back and start complaining. Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bones, and the dry bones received life. You know that dry bone in your heart right now. You know that dry bone situation that you are facing. You know that thing that looks as if it is rotten and dry. You know that thing that if God does not help you, nobody else can help you. You know there are things that only God alone can do. Only eternal God, Father, can do. There are things that my father cannot do. There are things that my pastor cannot do. There are things that my mother, my husband, my wife cannot do for me. Only my God. Lift it up again. To God Almighty. Lift it up again. Open your mouth and tell God. Tell God about it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lift it up to you. I ask in the name of Jesus that you will turn around every trouble. You will push the mountain. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you will push the barrier. The barrier of unemployment. The barrier of sickness. The barrier of disease. The barrier of financial crisis. Lord, you will push it. Lord, you will move it. Lord, you will push it. Lord, you will move it. Lord, you will push it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I want to make a call quickly.